aerospace sector, as currently which is going on, is the deep tech sector.
Okay.
And it's a deep tech hardware setup. And there are a lot of disruptive technological advancements which are taking place. And long-term solutions for complex global challenges are actually taking place in a silent mode.
Okay.
And this leads to the catalyzation of economic activity on a long-term basis, and also innovation and indigenization for the country. In order to keep abreast with these things, people or the students or the next generation prospective scientists and engineers should be abreast with what is going on throughout. And how people are able to come to that point is when they are abreast with the technologies or advances. But there is a significant lack in people's passion. If you consider the amount of students who are actually passionate or extremely passionate or obsessed, with the number of people who are having literally no interest, but they are doing it for the sake of doing it, we see a huge gap. So any startup or any deep tech startup, especially either Skyroot or any other company in space sector, what one of the most important point what people look at is passion. And that passion not in words, but in work and in deeds. That is what drives a student to be a great person in the future. And if you look at the overall scenario, India has positioned itself very well in the G20, which has attracted significant amount of global attention and also investments pumping in through. And we also have a lot of fusion of technologies which are happening nowadays.
Okay.
So these are all to be encashed by the next generation, and the next generation can encash it only when they're extremely obsessed with what they're doing. Do anything, do 100%.
Absolutely. When you said fusion of technologies, could you perhaps expand on that and give us an example?
So 3D printing is one which has been embraced by medicine, not only by space, but also by medicine and defense. And 3D printing has also created medicinal orthodontic design technologies, which are, you know, suitable for mechanical engineers. Fusion of medical field as well as fusion of mechanical field.
Using a technology like 3D printing, two disciplines are kind of coming together, finding a unique use case for a unique problem that needs to be solved. And that's amazing to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is only one example. There are many things which has to be completely evolved from the mind, thinking out of the box. So we have been all taught of doing our regular homeworks when we were children. And once we stop doing our homework of reading what is going on everywhere, we are never, ever able to come out of the fact that we are inside of it.
And there was one more important point that you raised, you know, about making indigenous products. So if you are deeply passionate, you are tracking what's happening in the global sector, and you try and find suitable materials which are which can be locally sourced, you could produce something at a fraction of the cost at which companies today are acquiring it, and you're saving, dollars going out of the country, and you're of course helping the local industry. Interestingly, sometime back we did a episode on the IoT sector, and our guest was talking about how the local manufacturing that's happening in India, it's got such a big policy push that it has majorly helped the IoT ecosystem here, and it has brought down the cost. And in that in turn has, you know, reduced the entry barriers. More startups have entered the space and they're able to have a working prototype at a far lower cost. So that's really interesting as well.
So if you look at the overall scenario, of course, there are a lot of challenges what one faces, either as a startup or as a person with some thought process towards having a startup in future. Of course, there are a lot of challenges, there are a lot of opportunities, and there are also a lot of financial requirements from the person he or she who's doing that. If you think about the entire scenario of how the challenges are being, can be thought of, one of the most important challenges what we face or we had much more thrust of that infrastructure, the limitation of the infrastructure which is available in the country. But that's being changed slowly. It's being improved to a greater extent, and it's going in a very better way for the startup ecosystem. A lot of projects are being given. The future is bright. And there are also a lot of projects being envisaged by the government towards R&D expenditure for the startups. Of course, talent is one thing which one has to be cautious about, but we just talked about, and a very conducive regulatory environment what we have currently. So I think the regulatory environment is very good, and simultaneously the market itself is also evolving. The market is bending towards India. So previously we had barrier, but now there is no barrier. What is the market? Globe is the market. Or globe is not the market itself. Space is limitless. So there's no, you know, there's no barrier at all. People send now stuff to the space stations.
Absolutely. That's really nice to hear.
And there's also a lot of opportunities which are ahead. Because of the fact that there are a lot of emerging technologies which are coming out, you have to choose the right emerging technology for the solution and give an innovative, you know, complete new solution for the customer, whoever it is, in whatever field it is. And that is what is able to take the startup or, you know, whatever the idea, whatever the student or have in his mind, he or she has in his mind, towards the global market. And sustainability, very important. If you look at how we are going ahead, and people should also have the thought of having something like green technologies in mind, which will embrace future sustainability in a very, very good way for the company. And of course, one most important point is we should be customer. We should be very flexible to the needs of the customer.
Sure.
So I think most of the startups have that within the country, and they are very customizing. That's also the reason why people look upon India as their favorite destination for all these things. And we have to give Made in India a very, very good and a very, very high rating among all the things in the country, in the world. So if you look at, for example, the global scenario, Made in Germany, Made in Japan have a very, very good name.
Yes.
And Made in India has to be much above that. So that is what we look at. And as we were talking, of course, financials are also equally important. The venture capital and the investment, especially in the deep tech, is slowly coming up. So people start investing in early stage, scenarios of companies. And there's also good governmental support, especially, you know, trying to bridge that and support the ecosystem. So these invite a lot of collaboration and also a lot of support and engagement from both from the investor side and the industry experts, policymakers, and the academia. So when I probably leave it now at the academia industry relations have to be strengthened. If
right.
You look at an engineering college where a lot of students are now working at on their projects in the final year, most of the projects are given by the professor. So we have to build the professors also, with the technology.
The linkages. The linkages.
Exactly. So it should not be a mere, project which is from the textbook, what he or she has read a year ago. But it should be an actual problem. And identifying the problem has to be done by the student. So students have to identify the problem and create a solution for that. So without identifying the problem and creating a solution, what is the work or what is the motivation? It will be one more project. This is of no use. There are a lot of problems existent in every engineering college, right from a small switch which can be automated.
Sure.
To, in campus driving system, for example. Lots and lots of things can be done inside a campus of a university, which can be correlated with industry. And regular visits to industries, identifying the problems what the industry faces and creating a solution for them within their college. They don't even need to inform anyone. A simple visit to an industry, creating a problem statement, answering the problem statement, does not need to inform the industry. After the solution has come, inform the industry. Or before you start the project, inform. more than happy, the industry is more than happy to take a solution. The next generation of students should actually work with the professors, making them also understand the emerging companies, the emerging startups, talking to them, visiting them as groups. I'm not talking about Skyroot or anything, but a lot of, you know, organizations are there. If a student is able to create a solution for the problem what they are facing, more than happy to take it. But most important is the companies run and academia and students work. There should be a pace at which the academia and the students should run to can the company.
Yes, this point that you made links really well with some other point you made earlier about having, you know, more students in the core engineering disciplines. And to complement that, to kind of further boost that, if there were these linkages between institutes and the industry and academia, I think it would really result in some breakthroughs. There were also some points that you made earlier, if I can summarize, you're talking about the market being ready and willing to accept India, the regulatory environment being conducive, things being really at the right place at the right time, and now is a good time to actually look at new technologies, see how they can be implemented, and really move forward. So there's a lot of good points that you made, and I'm hoping what you're saying will really ignite someone to think afresh, think of what they can do within a particular sector or a particular field of engineering, and really forge ahead. So thank you for that, Dr. Giraj.